Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gillespie. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Gillespie. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kuzava. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Kuzava. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards short. Walesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa takes first base on ball four. Philly moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzava fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzava fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzava fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Tresh settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tresh. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walesa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York scores. Walesa moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walesa scores. Baker moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillespie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Callaway covering, for the out. Fleming moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuzava hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodgen is hit by the pitch. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Philly steals second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walesa takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell scores. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gillespie covering, for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gleiman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Gleiman covering, for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. York hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Gleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleiman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming juggles the ball. That's an error on Fleming. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Walesa moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tresh is walked intentionally. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-3 in the game. Gillespie strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-4 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming juggles the ball. That's an error on Fleming. Walesa scores. Tresh moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgen. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Gordon reaches third base with a triple. Fleming scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it and throws to home to get Gordon. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Kleiman covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich pinch hits for Ed Kleiman. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Mitchell bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Metkovich moves to second. One out. Thornton Lee now pitching. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Edwards reaches third base with a triple. Metkovich scores. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-4 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.